very rainy today. So, you see these little signs that look like they've been here since the 1950s, and you walk along this gravel path. It's fall right now, so leaves everywhere. Just outside the entrance to the mine, it's an old black and white photo that says, "Workers in the Widow Jane Mine." Guys in suspenders with handkerchiefs and bowler hats, a horse and a cart. They are the miners who mine the cement for half of New York. So you walk through the woods on this path, and you turn a corner, you come upon these huge holes in the side of a rock face, and the path just leads you right inside.
I'm Dylan Thuris, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and amazing places. In today's show, I'll take you to a wonder in my own backyard, to a mine that once helped create the cement for the footings of the Brooklyn Bridge and the base of the Statue of Liberty, a mine with a long and strange history. Today, I'm going inside, and I'm digging in to the Widow Jane Mine. But first, some words from our sponsors. If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
You can immediately feel the difference in environment. This mine is carved out of the side of a mountain, and it is this huge cavernous space where the ceiling is a giant flat slab. It's not like a cave ceiling because it was mined out. It's not natural at all. It was created by Rosendale cement miners and is held up by these giant rock columns the miners left behind to keep it obviously from collapsing on themselves. And the whole place slopes downwards. It becomes this perfectly still, perfectly reflective lake. And it's very strange and beautiful. And this mine happens to be about a mile from my house. My wife and I were living in New York in a one bedroom, and we had driven through this tiny little town called Rosendale, about 2 hours north of the city. And you can drive through it in 1 minute. But in that 1 minute, it is very charming. There is a movie theater on the main street. There are all these houses with weird second floor balconies, like a New Orleans street might be. And when we moved up here, I didn't know much about the town or its history. But as it turns out, if you go out my back door, it's called the back path. And next to the back path, there's a little canal where the miners would load up these barges filled with cement and then like push it down farther along until it could be loaded on trains. And then eventually it was taken to cities, mostly New York, to build things like the footings of the Brooklyn Bridge or the base of the Statue of Liberty. And Rosendale is a sort of quaint small town these days, but 100 years ago, Rosendale was this wild boomtown in the late 1800s. You know, today Main Street's got like a pickle shop and like a candle store, but back in those days, it was bars and a casino. It was the spot. It was a place to be. Until, of course, the big accident. The big accident on Joppenburg Mountain.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Do you have any time today to get a haircut?
Yes. First, I got to do the...
Please.
It says low.
That's a brain scan.
96.5, we'll take it.
All right. Weird world we're in these days. And where are we here on Main? Like, where are we in the world?
This is Bill Brooks Barbershop. I have been on Main Street for 52 years. I am a barber. I am also the town historian. Before we continue...
Yes.
I'd like a little guidance here on the haircut.
Short on the sides and back, you know, half an inch or something.
Uh-huh.
And probably taken down by about half on top.
On the top?
Yeah. It's been, you know, going crazy for the quarantine.
Yep. All right. Gotcha.
Cool.
I finished barber school, and about a week later, the Beatles landed. So my timing wasn't good.
What can you tell me about Widow Jane Mine?
The Widow Jane Mine, that was created by the cement companies. This is 1825. It was a win-win situation for a sleepy town. The cement was used all over New York City especially.
One question, I've heard that at some point the town was pretty bawdy and raucous because there were a lot of miners and was that like?
At the peak, you've got 5,000 people getting a paycheck on Friday night. You know, you've been in a cave all week long. So where are you gonna go? To church? Not likely. A lot of the buildings have balconies. The women would be out there on Friday, hanging over the balconies, you know, come on up.
Is that why there's second-story balconies? Is that where they come from?
It's a business venture.
Uh-huh.
And that was in the, you know, at the turn of the century. And all of a sudden, there was no need for that strong cement because it took so long to dry. They were using the Portland cement to build these multi-story buildings. I mean, they were still selling, but the boom part was over.
So obviously the Portland cement made a big difference, but what happened near Christmas on 1899?
Oh, well, the mountain Joppenburg caved in, and surprisingly, nobody got killed because miners are listening, and they know the sounds of a bad situation in a mine. Things start to creak, or they make unusual noises, maybe a snap. It was before lunch, and everybody just got out.
The whole front fell off the mountain.
Yeah. Well, here again, they're mining a very soft rock, limestone, out of a mountainside, and they overmined. And there was nothing there to hold that mountain up after a while. And they...
Excuse me.
You never know, I might have to work. Oh, no, it's the boss. Hello? If they have the frozen... Oh, well, they might have it there. They have the frozen department there.
So I'm headed back into the mine. It's not raining anymore, but all of that water is now coursing down into this mine. The lake is still very still. I can look down and even see my reflection. Haircut is looking good. Bill and I talked for over an hour, and I wanted to come back here because after I talked to him, this place felt different to me. I wanted to see it again with the things that he had told me in mind. He told me about this whole system of mining tunnels that run under and around Rosendale. They are completely unmapped, and now they are all flooded with water, this submerged, vast subterranean network. He told me this crazy story about two scuba divers who came to explore the tunnels in the 1970s, and they never came out again. And, you know, since Widow Jane stopped being a mine, it's been many different things. It's been a mushroom farm. It's been a space for music and plays to be performed. It's been a recording studio. But it turns out that Widow Jane, you know, was never really the story. I thought this mine was my story, but it was just the entry point into something much bigger. You know, it took me nearly a year after moving here to make my way to Widow Jane Mine, even though it was a mile away from me. And I think what it makes me realize is that we all live in the grand ruins of the past, no matter where you are. Every town, every one of our backyards is built on top of this vast, unexplored territory, which is far deeper and stranger than we realize. Anyway, I mentioned this place was used as a recording studio. Well, we found an amazing album that was recorded right here in the Widow Jane Mine in Rosendale, New York. The album is called From the Caves of the Iron Mountain by Tony Levin, Jerry Murata, and Steve Gorn. And we've actually been using it to score this whole episode. So we're going to end by basking in one of the songs of that album. You cannot beat the acoustics in here. Hang on.
Welcome to the Widow Jane Mine.
Welcome to the Widow Jane Mine.
You can find the album From the Caves of the Iron Mountain online. And thank you so much to Tony Levin, Jerry Murata, and Steve Gorn. I also want to thank Bill Brooks, town historian and my barber, for these amazing stories and this incredible haircut. And thank you all for listening. But we'd like you to do more than listen. We want to hear about the wonders in your backyard. What is strange, amazing, or unusual? A place that you either live by or you grew up near. Give me a call and leave a voicemail at 315-992-7902. Or record a voice memo on your phone and email it to us at hello@atlasobscura.com. We might just use it in an upcoming episode. This podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. The production team includes Doug Baldinger, Chris Naka, Camille Stanley, me, Dylan Thuris, Sarah Wyman, John Delore, and Peter Clowney. Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. This episode was mixed by John Delore. I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. Talk to you soon. What a cool place. What a cool place.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
The world isn't wide enough for those with an insatiable desire for discovery. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid SUV offers the power and freedom to explore further and deeper than ever before. Intuitive, smart features ensure that you're always connected to the road ahead. Inside, A thoughtfully designed cabin immerses you in a universe that is all your own. The larger-than-life panoramic display spans the entire width of the cabin. It's customizable and interactive. Drivers can even personalize their backgrounds with a series of nature-inspired themes. This vehicle signals the arrival of an exciting new chapter for Lincoln. Discover more about the 2024 Lincoln Nautilus at Lincoln.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.